Welcome to another edition of ILTA's popular Ask the Expert podcast series. I'm Christy Cole with ILTA, and today I'm speaking with Eric Anderson, Director of IS Technical Services at SNR Denton, to discuss the changing role of IT in the legal industry, giving an operations forecast as we head into the year 2020. Welcome, Eric.
Delighted to be here.
All right, well, let's begin with who will drive legal technology in 2020?
I see that over time there's a stronger push towards partnership and having a synergy between the law firms and the clients, not just from the legal perspective, but on the technology being used and the collaboration between the organization and the firm. So I really see that it being a stronger partnership and a lot of those requests and the trends being driven more from the clients, internal clients also, so from the lawyer's perspective, kind of pushing that technology forward.
Interesting. And as we approach 2020, will a self-service data center be part of the legal industry?
In some areas, yes. I think there are some areas, and not only within legal, but even outside of legal, where people are starting to put the technology in the cloud and making it easier for provisioning and requesting additional technology, making changes, and if that extends from outside of the IS perspective on making those requests and into the user area, I do see a switch or some change a little to going more towards that self-service. Not wholesale, but there are some areas where I see that could take place.
Some excellent insight there. And do you think it will be possible to generate revenue out of the technology operations areas?
This is a difficult one. I think, going back to the first question, where we're partnering with our clients, I'm not quite sure whether or not generating revenue is something that firms will approach. It may be, as it's always been, kind of a cost of doing business. I'm not quite sure where that'll come from. You know, allocating costs to different areas may occur, but I'm not sure as far as generating revenue. Now, there are some firms where they've actually developed applications and they've sold those applications off to the vendors. They've extended services such as consulting out above and beyond supporting the firm, but I'm not sure to the extent that we're going to become a revenue generation area.
Kind of switching on another note, how will communications be handled in 2020? That could be internal, with clients, with partners.
Yeah, I think I think this is one of the key areas. It's exciting to watch the amount of collaboration that's happening between clients and the firm and with inside the firm, especially the larger global firms where they're spread out. The barriers don't exist, and the ease by which people are communicating is just it becomes so much easier over time. I really see that continuing on. You know, the ease at which you can initiate call or initiate a video conference. If I know you're in the office, I have technologies today where I can see that it's in the, you're in the office and you're on the phone. I can also then extend that, not only in the U.S. or in Europe or Asia. It's a global perspective. But I see that actually extending out more to our clients. So again, becoming a lot more collaborative and people being able to communicate easier, the level at which, not the sense of urgency, but the level at which we respond back is just going to increase or decrease in the amount of time. So the amount of time in between where somebody's thinking about a concept and posing it and the amount of time until they actually receive an answer or something is just going to get that much better. I think it's really good today, but it's exciting to watch. And this isn't even when you're in the office. This is outside the office. As devices become more ubiquitous and you're able to use almost any device and constantly stay connected, it's going to be much more collaborative and constant.
Yeah, it sounds like more of a connection between the clients and the firms with communications, which is definitely exciting. And kind of along the same lines of communication, how will the 2020 attorney access the firm information that they need?
Same thing, device ubiquitous. It doesn't really matter what they're on. It's the any place, any time concept. The key thing is making it easy. So as people are, whether they're inside or outside the office, making it secure and efficient so that they're able to continue working. I don't think that the attorneys should be worried about, whether or not I'm inside or outside the office. How do I log in? If I'm inside, how do I log in when I'm outside? I think it's our role to actually make it easy for them to communicate wherever they are, communicate securely, but remove the thought of, is the technology going to work? I really think that the ease at which we push this out to them makes their lives a lot easier, and it removes that challenge of how do I do it where I'm at. So I really think that focusing on providing or extending that office to them, you know, regardless of the location and the device, but, you know, extending it securely will be the major focus.
This is actually a really great segue into my next question. You're talking about extending that technology. What technologies will be fundamental for establishing the virtual practice?
Well, some type of connectivity, obviously. And as devices continue to evolve, you know, a while ago when you were disconnected from the office, it was your laptop. And then came, you know, the BlackBerries and the smartphone. Now we've got, you know, the other devices. I see that continuing to grow, not so much focused on consumption so that you're actually consuming the information, but being able to interact with the system. But it's not only the device, but it's maintaining that security, which is, you know, at the forefront, but maintaining it without letting it get in the way.
Absolutely. And with the increasing demand for these technologies, will information and network security finally be a must-have in law firms?
I think it's there. I think that is a key component, and I think it's a component that cannot be overlooked. There's many firms that have dedicated security departments that continue to expand. The more we extend that office, the more important it's going to be to make sure that that's secure. And coming up with new ways to ensure that security will always be at the forefront.
How will technology department staffing look in 2020? Will it be purely internal, external? Will we see some mixed resources? Will there even be an IT department?
Yeah, I definitely think there's going to be an IT department. I kind of view that as like the 90s when we talked about a paperless office, when everybody started scanning everything and said, well, soon, you know, paper is going to be out of the industry and everything's going to be electronic. And while we've made great strides, if you look at the complexity in our systems and you look at just how each individual firm applies each area of technology, I do think that it's not commoditized yet. So I do think that there's going to be an IT department in the various firms. Now, it depends on the large firms and the small firms if they decide to go outside more or outsource a role or a function. You know, if people host their email or they host something from a smaller firm, decide to try to gain some of those economies. But then there's economies that will come into play for the larger firms where they may find that it's much more cost-effective to keep those in-house. I do think, though, going back to some of the other questions as far as communication, extending the office, and so on, I think that IT centralizing in one particular area, while a lot of the department will be, I think you're going to find more people over the next 10 years extending beyond the central model. So you might have departments working in, you know, various different offices. You might have more hoteling or working at home programs because the technology affords it, and it makes it a little bit easier to retain and recruit that talent because you're not just looking for talent in one specific location. You're going to be able to now look for talent anywhere that you have an office or anywhere you need somebody. I've seen firms where they've recruited people to work from home, and they don't even have an office in that location, but that person telecommutes every day, and you're seeing a growing trend with that. So I think that's going to continue.
Well, that certainly makes sense. And before we conclude our conversation, are there any other forecasts you'd like to give us about the future of the IT manager or IT operations?
I do think aligning with the business is critical, and I see that becoming a stronger focus over the coming years, less about the technology, but more about how to enhance, simplify the technology that's used by the business in ways that they can use it for a strategy. So I do see that it's a role that will continue, but with stronger alignment with the business and practices.
Wonderful. Well, I'd like to thank our listeners for joining us, and very big thank you to Eric for sharing your knowledge and foresight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.